Morning of prayer. So Father, we lift up our pastor and we thank you for the anointing that is upon him through your Holy Spirit, through the presence of the word that you have given him. And Holy Spirit, we just ask, bring revelation to our hearts as he shares your word this morning. And we ask this again in the name of our beautiful Messiah, Jesus. Amen. Alrighty. Gather my bits and bobs.
There's the opening slide. I want to be like Saul. I want to be on the road to Damascus. How many are with me this morning? Yeah. What happened to my title slide? Well, there it is. Okay, very simple. You've got what it takes. Amen. And one of the things that seems like the Holy Spirit has been talking to me about is just keep things, there's so much confusion, so much stuff out there that's uncertain. Let's keep the gospel simple and proclaim it as such. You got what it takes. And I'll get to that in a minute. It's a matter of perspective. On different things, and it's been interesting talking to people in regards to what's happening out there and all that. I was thinking back to the older Baptist camp at Farintosh there. When I was in high school, that's where we had camp. And I don't know what's happening with it today. But back there, one year they divided us all up into four groups. And so you did different things to earn points and then to get free candy. So one of the things that he did, and you know that about me, is I did a lot of cross country. So one of the things was they had, okay, one guy from each group, I guess it could have been a gal, but one guy from each group, we're going to have a cross country run and you're going to get so many points for this. What was really interesting, talk about a matter of perspective, but also it was really cross-cultural back then, because we had Danny Payne from Wildwood, who was black. We had, I can't remember the guy's name, East Indian guy. And then we had a guy from Inuvik, an Eskimo, if I can say that word without offending anybody. And myself, and that was the four. And by the way, I won. Matter of perspective, the guy from Newbig, he says to me, he says, man, I just couldn't keep up to you. I've never run this far south before. Okay, now that you think about it, you can understand. Yeah, we come from different backgrounds and different areas, and what our normal is different. And but again, I have to say, Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. Amen. We can depend on him. Now, we talked last week about having a fruitful life in order to respond to our world with the emphasis on knowing and believing God's word. And I just want to build on that. We talked about tenderness and, the fruit of the Spirit. We need to have that fruitful life, and it's very important that we allow the Holy Spirit to be evident in our life in that way. But also, I want to just combine that with a reminder that if you've received Jesus as your Lord, I think I'm preaching to the choir here today, if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You've got what it takes. You may not be able to gather, you may not be able to lay hands on one another, you may not be able to do things like you used to do, but you still have the same Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a person. So you've got the person of the Holy Spirit with you. So everything that the Holy Spirit has, you have. Now, what we yield to is going to vary according to who we are and our personalities and our character and stuff like that. And we are a body, and we need one another as a body. But just like blood flows through all of our organs, the Holy Spirit flows through every member of the body of Christ. So you're never really you're not lacking at any one point. We can always say, I've got what it takes because I have the Spirit of the living God dwelling in me. Now, it amazes me, and this might be a real lame illustration, But it amazes me in our day and age of labor-saving devices and everything that, you know, you look at these commercials on TV and it's like, you know, you people are really hopeless. It's like, now, you can't even cook a supper for yourself. You gotta have it boxed, picked for you, and then have it delivered to your home with a delivery service, and you got the cards, and it's like, whatever happened to parenting where parents taught their kids how to cook? Whatever happened to, like, just like, there's these things called cookbooks, you know, that you can get recipes from. And by the way, you know, a really interesting thing happened a couple of weeks ago. Rebecca gets this letter from British Columbia, and on it, inside of it was a check, and was a copy of the form from the back of our first cookbook. Somebody wants a copy.
Oh.
And I was really happy that we actually happened to have an extra copy around, because that's back from the 90s, see? Somebody in BC wants a copy of our cookbook. Well, praise the Lord. We have it. So that was just really different. That's never happened. As long as that cookbook's been out, that's, I think, the first time we've ever got a request for another one. But anyways, it came and we sent the cookbook to them. Hopefully they're enjoying it. But it's like, really? You can't cook yourself a meal? Like, it just baffles me. And we have to have all of these things to help us, because you can't do it on your own. But you're not smart enough. We've got to help you. It's like, Google it. Man, we Google everything. It's like, we have our phone beside us no matter where we are, whether we're outside sitting, you know, having a cup of coffee or watching the park, or we're having a meal at home, or we're just watching TV, or we're just talking, and we come across discussion about something, and it's like, let's Google it. Let's find the answer. You can find the answer to anything. And you can find the answer to cook. Look at this. Well, you guys all know, so I'm not, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you can't do anything on your own anymore. You're not capable. It's like, whoa, we don't need all of this. God has given us creative minds. He's given us abilities and talents and wherewithal. And if we can't Google, we can say, God, help me. And as many times as I'm cooking, it's like, God, help me. Like, I'll tell you a good labor-saving device and a good no-brainer thing. We've got this natural gas barbecue. That's one of the best things here. I just go turn on the thing. Don't have to worry about the propane bottle running out. And in the summer, you know, use the winter time, you don't have to bang the bottle to get the propane going or anything. It's just like, wow, it's there. And it holds the temperature so nice. It's like, oh, man, we've been barbecuing. But you know what? You got what it takes. And when it comes to God and your contact with God, you've got what it takes. You have the Holy Spirit in you. And God is able and willing to lead you through any circumstances or situations. Okay, we're going to get Damascus off here. There is our scripture from 1 John, the one that Jesus loved. As for you, see that you have what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised us, eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you have received, you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. Amen. You know, before this text, John was writing about people who had left the group. And the reason they left, because they didn't believe that Jesus was the Christ or the Messiah or the Anointed One. And he calls these people literally Antichrist. He says, they left us because they weren't of us. They didn't believe that Jesus came in the flesh the way that we do, and that he was the Son of God as such. And said, and then John goes on to say that that's not going to happen to you, because what? You have the Holy Spirit. You have the Anointed. The Anointed One has anointed you. And you have, there's that bearing spirit with spirit that we are the sons of God. Now, when we look at this text, there are some people that use this text so they, I don't need to tells us that I don't have to have anybody teaching me anything. And so they aren't part of a Christian group, they're not part of a body. But there is no thought here that the anointing would replace the knowledge of Christ that comes by hearing. It actually complements it. See, we see in verse 24, he says, as for you, see that what you've been heard from the beginning remains in you. What you've heard. Romans 10, 17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Again, I emphasize, what does the Bible have to say? What do the sacred scriptures have to say about anything now in this day with many, many voices? And he said, these people were trying to lead you astray. They're Antichrist. But you're not going to go astray because the anointing is in you. The anointed one has anointed you. But also, remember what you heard from the beginning, because faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And let me go to the next picture here. Paul wrote to the church in Galatians, you know, he says, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we have preached to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you've accepted, let him be under God's curse. And so there is that steadfastness of we need to apply the word to our life. We need to remember what the word, we need to remember what's been instilled in us from the word as we read the word and as we hear the word. And so he's not saying don't listen to good preachers or teachers or anything like that. Because we are part of a body, we need one another. But don't let them try to distract you from Jesus. And there is that thought out there today in our media and even in many different circles, in social media, that this, the idea that God exists is foolish. And so there's that distraction that's trying to take us away from believing in Jesus, from remembering what we heard, and also, though the fact that we have the Holy Spirit, we are anointed. We have the anointing in us. And so we remove ourselves from those who are trying to lead us astray or from any distraction that's trying to lead us from Jesus. Because he is the way, the truth, and the light. And it still happened back then, it's still happening today. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus. It's still there. All right, so Paul is saying to the church in Galatia, if anybody comes and tries to teach you something different, don't listen to it. There's only one gospel, and it's all good news. And so often when religion comes to us, it's not good news. it's works. It's bad news. It's my effort. So Jesus said in Luke chapter 8, verse 18, therefore consider how you listen. It's very important in this day and age when there's so many distracting views, when there's so many things that want to take us away from the simple gospel, when there's so many things that want to say, you can't just be relying on Jesus. Well, yeah, we can. And besides that, we've got what it takes. We not only have him and the Father, we have the Holy Spirit. We are anointed. And so even though we may not be able to make contact and be able to just have things the way they always were, we still have him. We're still anointed. And you cannot take that anointing from me. And I can't take it from you. It's how much you want to yield yourself to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So, therefore, consider carefully how you listen. And I don't want to add to scripture, but and who you listen to. And it goes where. Hold on to, let it remain in you what you've heard from the beginning. And like I said, part of the big mess of problems happening today is the denial of God and of Jesus as Savior and Lord. And so in verse 27, he says, as for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you. So to top off, remember what you heard from the beginning, hold on to that. The word, hold on to the word, but also realize that the Holy Spirit that you received, he is in you, and that is not leaving you. He's not leaving you. He's there for you. So here's the deal. Hold on to what you have heard and keep listening to the word. But also be confident of this. As you turn your back and walk away from these distractions that want to pull you from Jesus, remember that you're anointed and you can hear from God for yourself. Right. You know, one of the things, and I was you can do things. My, one of the things over the 42 years of ministry that I've been in is people coming up to me and say, Pastor Al, have you got a word for me? And I've just told people, Ted, get a word from God for yourself. We need one another, and I have no problem with that, of a word for each other. But man, you have the anointing. You are anointed. You can approach the throne of grace, and you'll find mercy in your time of need, and you will find answers. You can get a word of God for yourself. And I don't want to be arrogant or anything like that, but like, yeah, there, in times like this when we can't always be connecting the way we want to connect, we're always connected with Him. That's never going to change. Never going to change. He's always going to be there for us. So we can trust God at His word. We might not with our eyes be seeing all that we want to see happening by faith, but we can be confident that the Holy Spirit will continue to indwell us, indwell you, indwell me, speak to you, speak to your children, speak to your grandchildren. He is there. He is not going anywhere. He's omnipresent, and He is there for us and always will be there for us. And so I need my Bible. Sorry to you folks on that watching in the comfort of your own home. Just want to share with you a couple of thoughts here in closing in regards to this. We will get there. Matthew chapter 8, I'm just going to read that to you. I didn't get it all down there. Just to show you the contrast and the ways that we can approach God. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 9. I'm not used to reading under purple lights. This is about the centurion. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to Him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes, and I say to my servant, do this, and he does, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Now in verse 13 it says, then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. The centurion understood about authority. And which is interesting because Jesus' own people were not understanding where he was coming from or where he was going in regards to this. But the centurion, I know about authority. You don't have to come to my place. Because I don't have to go to everybody's places that are under me. I just tell them. So if you just say the word, your servant will be healed. So taking God at his word is what I'm sharing with you in contrast to, we all know about this guy. John chapter 20, Doubting Thomas, as we call him. John chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my fingers where the nails were, put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. A week later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be to you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side, stop doubting and believe. So they said, what I'm saying is that this day and age, sometimes we aren't going to be able to see what we really want to see. For whatever reason. But we can still, like the centurion, just say, okay, Lord, I'm just going to believe your word. Simple as that. I'll just take you as your word. I would like to see this. I'd like to see this. And and maybe in time it'll happen. But right now I'm not seeing it. But, I'm just going to take you at your word and believe you at that. And Peter kind of addresses that. He says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We may not be seeing everything happen now the way we'd like to, but we can trust him and take him at his word. And we can be filled with his peace that passes understanding. And as Peter writes in here, well, you never saw Jesus. I saw Jesus. And yet, you're experiencing, used to be the old hymn, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that's what we can have in this time, even though we can't physically necessarily always see the way we want to see. We think that God is real. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit is real. You're anointed. And I'll say it one more time for you today, folks. You've got what it takes.
Right.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning for your blessing upon us. I thank you for the anointing. And Lord, I just thank you that everyone here in this building is anointed, young or old. We thank you that we have you as our Savior, Lord. We've got God as our Father. We have the Holy Spirit, and who has come and anointed us and filled us with his presence. And we thank you, Lord, today that we lack nothing because we have you in all of your fullness and all of your wonder and all of your splendor. And I just thank you, Lord, for each person here that's here today and each family here today, Lord. I just pray that this week will be easily navigable, if that's a word, because you are in us. Your Holy Spirit indwells us. We have the leading. We have the Holy One. And we thank you, Lord, that our pathway is going to be lit this week, despite whatever obstacles may try to be there, that you are leading us safely, and you are guiding us, you are blessing our relationships, you are blessing us in the workplace, you are blessing us in the schools. We thank you for your health, for your wisdom and life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, folks. Have an awesome day and an awesome week.